Imagine being a father and going through this routine. You sit in a room and you pretend it's your son's school day and you are your son. You position your chair the way that the police told you that his was positioned. You're facing the door, which is terrifying because you see him. You see him first, the man. You're taking out your math book and you look up. And there is a person in the window of the door, but it doesn't look like a person because they're wearing a mask and padding. It's all dark. It looks like a Star Wars character. And you're probably too little to even feel fear. He looks like a cartoon. So as your son did, you sit and you try and think, what would I do? What would my son do? Rob's sure. Rob says if it was my son, he'd probably wave. He'd probably wave at the man. And what would he do? The man with the gun? Would he wave back? Would he wave at your son? In the months after Rob's son was killed, as in the months after most mass shootings, gun sales spiked across the country. And Rob was among those purchasing.